And we're, this is one of the early mills that ground flour.
Hill Pearson.
This is kind of going over the same thing again, but when were you born, Hazel?
1891.
And the month and day?
September 29.
September 29. And that'll make you 86 going on 87. And you've lived all your life in this particular locality except for 16 or 17 years in California?
Yeah, 17 years.
You had three children?
Yes.
And they all live in California
yes.
now? And what do they do?
Well, Eva, the oldest one, is a piano teacher. And the two boys were both builders.
And
they're retired now.
Your father was a builder too, wasn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
What about his father before him?
He was a horseman.
He was a horseman. Okay. So the boys came by it naturally. Their father was a builder. And was he just a carpenter or was he also a stonemason?
Stonemason. Has made lots of stone porches.
Well, when your father had, not the boy's father. You asked about the boy's father.
Well, this is all right. Your father, you say, did he build any complete stone houses?
I don't think so.
But he worked on porches and fireplaces.
And chimneys.
Okay, and he always used local stone?
Yes.
And most of these were cut by himself?
Yes.
I think you said he built some that were uncut, that is just field stone.
Yes.
And that was something that he specialized in and was very fussy about. Is that true?
He also was the first one to build the hip roof barn.
Hip roof barn.
But he didn't have it patented, and it was taken from him. Somebody else picked it up.
Where were some of the hip roof barns that he first built?
Down here, right down here across from the mill, what was known as the Batterson, Ezekiel Batterson barn. He was a brother, and he built those barns.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of others around. Lots of them been torn down.
That was your father?
Yes, my father did.
And didn't you say that did he build a barn for the Andersons too? I was thinking you said that the other day. But
I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Was there some comment about a red stone porch on Marshall Street?
Yes. There's two side by side.
Those two big dirt houses on the east side. Rose used to live in one of them.
Do Branches live in one of them?
Branches live in one of them now. Mm-hmm. He got those two.
And that was all made out of, those two were made out of one stone, is that right?
A meteor.
That's interesting.
And the color of it was?
It's a red stone.
Red stone, all out of a meteor. But you don't know where the exact location of the meteor was.
Couldn't have been too far.
No, it was, I think I should know that.
Did
you? It was on Marshall Street, right
there.
Mm-hmm.
As a girl, did you fish in the mill pond?
Oh, yes.
And what did you catch?
Well, I speared a fish once with my dad. In a fish house, I speared a fish, believe it or not.
What kind of a fish was it, or don't you know?
I don't remember.
Prickly probably, wasn't
it? What? Dad caught lots of prickly.
Mm-hmm.
Used a troll.
On the pond?
Yeah, on the pond.
much like we troll today on the lakes.
Yeah.
And you know what other kinds of fish there were in the pond? Were there bass and bluegill?
Yes.
How dry, how low did the pond become in dry summer?
It would go down, of course, and I wanted to tell you, when the Johnsons come, they came after the Ovenshires milled there for a long time. And then the Johnsons bought it, Ira Johnsons. And they rebuilt the house into a double house. It had always been a single house then.
That's at the mill.
That mill house. It was a single. And they had a son, Lorne, and Harry. And just before Lorne was married, they made it into a double house. And Lorne lived in the north side and worked in the mill.
When you were a child, you had some comment as to who ran the mill.
Well,
who was the miller?
Well, the ones that lived there. Openshire worked it, and the Johnsons worked it. And it was while the Johnsons lived there that we lived there one winter. And my husband worked in the mill. And whoever worked there had to know how to run things.
He not only worked in the mill in the winter season, but he also reground the stones whenever
yes,
they needed.
Yes, my dad did.
How did he do that?
Well, it was as I understand it, it was a hammer, a purpose that was sharp, and they'd go over and roughen that stone. And then, of course, it ground it. And it was old wheat flour.
Again, you say the stone made what kind of flour?
Whole wheat.
Stone
ground.
As you recall, there were two stones or maybe three.
Well, there might have been three, but as I recall now, there was
the cornmeal used to be stone ground too.
The cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Did these stones lay flat or were they on edge?
No, they laid flat.
And the grain came in from the top, in the center, or don't you know?
I don't. I wasn't too big.
I think the top.
Well, it must have been.
Because Edna wanted one. She took one of those stones when they tore the mill down. And it was too big for her to come and get. She didn't know how she could get it home. She put it in her yard, but she didn't have anybody to get it for her.
Do you know who has any of the old stones from the mill?
No, I don't know. I don't know what was ever done there.
What was the quality of the flour? Some of the history indicates that they used to make a pretty poor grade flour.
No, it was good grade flour. I've used it for years. Good grade
the
flour.
Almost changing with that kind of flour now.
They did have a brand name then.
Yes.
And did they sell flour, or was it just flour, or the farmer brought in his wheat and got the flour to take home again?
Oh, no, they sold it. I can remember stacks of it piled up there in 25, 50-pound stacks.
Well, could Elmer have brought in wheat and got flour made?
Yes. And they bought wheat, and they had great big bins there where they stored it. And I think it was on the second floor where they, and then it ran down.
You had some comment about some second grade flour that you used once.
Well, it was while we lived there that my husband thought he'd see what I could do with the second grade flour. It was, you see, it's, I can't explain it, but they take out all the roughness and make it first grade, and that's taken out is a second grade flour, low grade.
It's used for livestock feed.
Yes, low grade flour. So he sent me up the house and wanted me to make flour, bread out of it. And I sent down word to stop, don't make any more. This isn't there's something wrong with this flower. And of course it was, it pleased him to think that he fooled me, or tried to fool me.
Did the Maxons enter in on this mill at all?
No, Maxons was the first that owned it when I was little. Then the Ovenshires came, and they run it for a number of years. Then the Johnsons, Ira Johnsons, come and bought it. And it was during that time that they rebuilt the house. And while they were there, the dam went out one spring, and we had a big flood, and it washed the banks, it took out the flume, and even their chicken coop was way back, it took that, and trees, and hundreds of men come there and helped.
About when was this? I never heard that.
Well, it was while the Johnsons were there, and I can't tell you what year it was.
About when?
I was trying to think how old I was at that time and what I was doing. I think I was still home down there on the road east of, just east of the mill, that's where I lived.
Shortly after 1900, possibly? Yeah.
Let me see, we built our barn in 1900. Yes, it was later than that.
I never heard that comment, have you?
Well.
And at that, men came there and worked night and day. And they rebuilt the dam. And I think the same dam is being used now.
Well, it was washed out again in later years.
Just a few years
ago. Yeah, I can remember when it was washed out. And they... they wondered whether to rebuild it or not.
Well, I must have been, I don't remember that, but I remember when the dam went out, when Johnson slipped there.
Well, that was our direction.
And
yeah.
You said they made graham flour. Did they make white flour there too?
White foods.
Along with the graham flour.
Well, there was different machines.
And cornmeal.
Cornmeal.
And cornmeal.
Did they grind buckwheat at all?
I think so.
There was some comment about apple cider, too.
Yes, that makes cider.
Herb Wilkinson, you say.
Yeah, he owned it later.
That was later than
that. Yeah, that was later. That was just before Flatwater, but I had the mill.
You see, it went down. It didn't keep it. A lot of work to them.
Now, this is the...
I hated to see that.
The Coldwater River that runs through here, isn't it? And back in those days, there weren't any houses up along back here on the river. That was all...
We owned from right out here to this... what do you call it? Swale. Grandpa Gallup lived across the road, and he gave us the land from this swale up to the corner, and there was a house on it. And that's where my three children were born. And it's all been built up since.
You have since sold the land off to different people that...
Well, we sold it in the state, it was in them all together, but somebody else who sold it.
Well, your youngest brother sold it, and he sold the lot. So my brother that lives right over here in this yellow house, he's the one that sold the lot.
I see.
Well, the history of this mill, you're talking about selling off the land. The newspaper ad, 1871, the mill is offered for sale by John Allen, who was one of the original builders of the mill. And the ad says there's a house, barn, and a small farm for sale. This is 1871. And it was purchased by J.L. Munson. Mm-hmm. That's in 1871, the farm was the house the mill offered for sale.
Now, who had that for sale?
J.L. Allen.
He was the first owner.
He was built on the builders,
yeah.
The first owner.
Yeah, was the first owner.
And he could have owned a share down through. Probably none of them got it fully paid for. You know how it goes. I don't know as to that.
But this was the first flour mill in the county. Branch County as well.
This was the earliest
one. 1830, and in 1831 they put in a sawmill. Do you know anything about their sawing lumber here?
Yes, I think down below there they sawed lumber.
1831. Well, I don't know, they may have had one before, but they had one later than that, like Wilkinson.
Where was it? Over here at Blackhawk?
Mm-hmm. It was just east of the mill.
A separate sawmill.
A separate sawmill, just east of the mill.
Well, the history has it, in 1831 they put in this mill, and
that's before my time.
1832, and a Dr. Hill from Coldwater promoted the sawmill, and if they would furnish the building, he would bring the machinery from New York State to saw lumber.
Well, that was before her time.
But I'm interested. You made a comment about the mill on down beyond. Do you recall a mill below Black Hawk, down toward the lake?
No.
I thought you said about another mill down below.
Well,
no, the sawmill.
The cider mill was over on this
east of this mill. I can remember when there was a sawmill there. That was the one Wilkinson
had. And then Wilkinson also had a cider mill in there, too.
Yeah. I bought cider there.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly there was another mill down below.
I don't think so.
Never knew it.
North of Gifford, yet, down in there. That's.
Gifford place. No, I've never known it.
History indicates a mill site in there. I'm just wondering, we never found anyone at
Newark. Well, we don't remember anything about it, any remains of it, or anything. I don't really think so. It seems like there'd be something left there that would show that there had been a mill there, if there ever had been. Hoedunk Mill, of course, there's the Hoedunk Mill, and that's still running, apparently. I don't know if they're running anymore, but it's still there. This one is too bad that they had to tear this mill down.
Well, they couldn't run it.
No, but they could tore it down for historical reasons.
Was it Flack that tore it down?
No, Flack sold it, and they never run it, I think, after Flack was there. But the people who bought it, I can't tell you their names either.
How tall was the mill? You said you had been in it many times.
Well, it was 3 or 4 stories.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go upstairs. I think there was an elevator that took stuff up and down just to crew elevator. Because I've ridden on it.
Why are two lost guys?
But.
Well, some have indicated that there was a lot of walnut used in building it.
And as I say, I don't know about this bed. It was a good material. I don't doubt it, because we had plenty of lumber back in those days.
Well, that gives us quite a little story on the Blackhawk Mill, though.
Yeah, is there anything else you can think of that would be of interest to you in your early history?
I'd like to have you explore that stack of pads there. They intrigued me, Elmer. Did you find out what they were?
Yeah, she's making an afghan for...
Well, black.
Well,
it's either a lap rope or an afghan or something, and she's making it out of squares of knitted material?
No, yarn.
Knitted yarn.
About 4 inches square. And it's made out of hit and miss of odds and ends of all the yarn I have, of all colors.
Plus, some that you had to go buy. I know, because they said they couldn't get the right color for you.
Yeah, he went down twice, got my yarn, didn't suit me. And finally, Joy brought me the yellow, and I'm going to use that. And that's the only skein I've had to buy.
And these pieces are about close to 6 inches square.
Well, about 4, I should say.
Well, let's settle for 5 inches square, and there's going to be 64 of them?
Yes.
So that, and how do you fasten those together?
Sew them with a yarn.
Sew them with a yarn. Okay.
And then it's finished around the edge with a crocheted
finish. About how wide will it finish around the edge be?
Oh, the finish? Not very wide, just a scallop around the edge.
And it took you about an hour to make each one of these
yes.
64 pieces.
And I'm trying to get it done while I'm visiting you.
And we're interrupting you so you can't do it.
Well, that's not all I do. You know, I do other things besides knit.
Yes, I know you play Pedro and Euchre.
Yes, I think I helped beat you one night.
She's a shark at Euchre, Hale. I can tell you that. They told me when we went to California that she couldn't get out, but boy, could she play Euchre.
I'll tell you, Alvin won't play with me anymore. He says I win too often. But when you can't walk, you've got to have some recreation of some kind.
Right.
And that is recreation for me.
It's a lot of fun. Well, I must be close to the end of that.
Now we'll see if it's done.
You were born right in this area.
Down on that east road from the mill.
Just have you ever heard this have any name other than the Black Hawk area? Did you ever hear this particular corner called anything else?
It goes by Black Hawk? Yeah.
The schoolhouse is Maple Grove, but
yes, but this is Black Hawk.
Where would Branch have been then?
Branch is on north, and that's where Coldwater was supposed to be built.
It was started there.
That road that goes back in there was one of the roads that they started for Coldwater, but the man that owned the farm was going to charge him so much. And they could buy cheaper down where Coldwater is built, so they went down there and built Coldwater.
You remember where the Branch School was, don't you?
Yes.
Well, it was in the right area.
They had competition back in those days, even.
Yeah, I think so.
What road do you refer to when you say where the road started to go back?
Well, you will notice that there's a house that's back in, and they drive back.
It's right where you built your new house, Tony. That road that goes back to Mrs. Cox's. That's where they started the road, and that's where Branch was. That's where Coldwater was supposed to be.
Now, is that to the left or the right of when you get down here to Garfield?
It's to the right. You don't go to Garfield. Get back there. It's on Binky Road yet when you turn in.
Still on Binky Road, and you turn to the right.
You turn to the right. Back there where Mrs. Cox lives. And they just built a new house just this side of where Mrs. Cox's driveway is.
Now, that's this side of the drainage draw that crosses Benke Road, is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And an older set of buildings back to the east.
Yeah.
I think I need to. But that was the road.
It's where Langworthy lived. You know Larry Langworthy? Well, it's their old house. Now, he's built a new house just this side of there, back by the river. But that drive that goes back to Mrs. Cox is where that road went back in. That was to go back to where Coldwater was supposed to have been started.
It had been right on the banks of the river.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew the exact location. I knew it was out here.
I always thought it was a little farther west.
No.
It's right off this road.
Well, now,
you know there's a jog in the road.
Yes.
And back in there, there's a house. And that is where
it's this way from there a little bit, Hazel. It's back, it goes back to Mrs. Cox's drive. But then the next corner is Garfield.
Well, how far was that from the railroad then?
Well, the railroad went right here.
The railroad was just north of the Garfield corner there in Ginfield. It goes north again. It's just a little bit north of Gifford's house. You know where Gifford's is?
Oh, yeah.
It's just a little bit north of Gifford's house.
Well, do you recall anything relative to just on north on the west side of the road of where they probably had clay pits and built brick for coal water. Do you recall anything about the brick factory?
The brick factory wasn't in there. The brick factory was over on Stickney Road.
Yes. That's the what's
that's
the old brick.
And the clay pit is down that road too.
They had a narrow gauge railroad that went down the clay pit.
Yes.
But I watched them since I've been here. Bulldoze in. Congelosi or someone owned it on the west side of the road, and some of the history says that part of the buildings in Coldwater are made from in that area too. I know the place that you're referring to over east,
yeah,
and the old clay pits, but
yeah.
I just wonder if you ever heard any comment about this other area.
No, I never knew.
They've bulldozed it over since I've watched the area here.
Oh.
And then some of the buildings, of course, were made out of clay that was taken off between Coldwater and Quincy.
Yes, I know that, but this is all news to me that there was another one down here, because I never heard of that.
That's just some of the oral history,
yeah,
again,
yeah,
that I picked up in here, and that,
yeah,
that's what we're after,
mm-hmm,
putting some of this oral history,
yeah,
together.